Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another thing where I talk about things. Today, we have some important news. We've got key news related to the title of this video. YouTube is killing us off. I'll get to that. And then we've got good news, and then we've got a follow-up to the key news where I'm going to go into some explanation about what's going on. You've probably heard about some of the YouTube drama recently, what with PewDiePie threatening to shut down his channel and then acting like, oh, no, I was just kidding. I wasn't really going to do that. But it's been a big deal. And anyway, though, we will get to that. Before we start, though, I want to start with the good news. The good news is that we're planning to start a new series. We're going to call it the Council of Peyton. If you're not familiar with Peyton, Peyton is a monkey, lady monkey, little redheaded monkey, who we've used in our Let's Play stuff, and for the longest time we wanted to do like an actual cartoon featuring Peyton, Ray, and some of our other characters. We were going to call it Banana Republic, and then we changed our mind, and I wanted to call it Semi-Intelligent. We had a little bit of internal disagreement, but I think Semi-Intelligent is a good title, darn it. But anyway, what we're going to do is it's going to be a sort of, it's sort of like, you know, the Twitch cam girls and whatnot who like sit out there in their like underwear and they're just like, oh, I'm playing the game. Well, we're going to do something like that with our character, Peyton, but it's going to be life advice. So we're going to open up a Tumblr and we're going to take emails from you guys and we will give you life advice. The videos will be about like, I don't know, like 10, 12 minutes long is the plan. So if you want to ask Peyton questions and have her give you life advice, ridiculous life advice, send an email to peyton@donsomewhere.com and I'll put a link to that in the description. This is a new thing that we're starting. I don't know if it's going to be a weekly thing. I'm kind of hoping that it will be. But the plan is to do sort of a still frame animation similar to what we did with Rainbow Dash Presents. And we'll kind of get to maybe bounce around a little bit. We'll see how it pans out. But we're going to do a few videos, figure out how the workflow feels, get a thing going, and then we'll start releasing the stuff on the regular. We've also got another video planned, and this is actually based on some comics that a friend of ours did, and we're going to call them J-Cartoons, because the guy who writes these comics is named Jay, and he called them J-Comics. And we like Jay's sense of humor, so we're just going to do some short films based on Jay's stuff. They're stick figure things. They'll be easy. They won't take a lot of time out of anything, and it'll be a lot of fun. But now let's get to the key news. And part of what spurred us to do this, we've actually been talking about the Peyton thing for a while. We're going to have Pencils do the art for that, so I'm going to actually be building the rig off of some designs made by Pencils. If you don't know Pencils, he's the guy who does the the Marble Pie. It's the Marble Pie comics. And, Anon Pie Adventures. APA. Anon Pie Adventures. I don't know. Anyway, he's a great artist. And so we're going to be making rigs based on his art. And then when we need the rigs to do something that, when we need Peyton to do things that the rigs can't do, Pencils will help us out and he'll draw, frames specifically for that. But it'll be a sort of lower production cycle and we'll be able to do a bunch of those. And it'll be fun. It'll be interactive. And like I say, we'll run a Tumblr. And you can send Peyton Tumblr questions, and Peyton will berate you and tell you to stop calling her, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, though, yes, if you want to get a hold of that, if you want to get in on that, send us some messages. We'll actually base the first couple of videos on the messages that you send us. Ask us whatever kind of ridiculous thing you want. You can ask her questions, but ideally what I'm going to be trying to do, it's like an Ask Libby thing, like Peyton, help, I need advice. And then you get terrible advice from a half-naked monkey with a man's screaming voice. So that's the plan. Yes, but anyway though, one of the reasons why we're doing this is because recently YouTube has changed their algorithm to where they're no longer promoting a bunch of channels. And a lot of guys that we know have been hit by this, and it's been a little bit catastrophic. Like for example, TROY is still doing well. Like a lot of these people, the larger channels are still doing okay. But like if you look at his stats on Social Blade, he lost like half his viewers from what we can tell. I mean, like we haven't really talked to him a whole lot about it, so I can't say how he feels about things or what's going on. But like, you know, he lost a whole bunch of viewers. And there's another trend that's actually interesting, and I'll get back to that. But he lost a bunch of viewers. Pymation has lost like 70% of his monthly viewership. We have actually gone from about 800,000 viewers a month to 300,000 viewers a month. So we've been hit pretty hard. And as far as I can tell, what it's doing, it's not as bad as it sounds. I mean, it's pretty bad, but it's not as bad as it sounds. Because it seems to be what YouTube is doing is it's no longer promoting content that we did in the past. So before, you know, like Rainbow Dash Presents was big, and people still like really love Rainbow Dash Presents. But instead of, you know, showing off the videos because they have potential and people like them, it's just, I think it's just kind of cut them out of the picture. And so it's not getting shared around YouTube anymore. And so, you know, none of that stuff is being watched. Videos that we post currently are still getting hits, and it doesn't feel like they've gotten less hits. But the trouble is that because YouTube isn't showing the old videos around as often and is not trying to promote any of our older content, I think that we're getting fewer new eyes on our stuff, so it's going to be difficult to grow going forward. But we've been trying to figure out what exactly it is that YouTube is doing, because this is one of the weird things. Nobody actually knows what YouTube is doing or why they're doing it, because to the people who have been affected by this change, it just feels destructive. And we haven't found who's growing yet. There's been some speculation from, you know, like some clowns on the internet that are like, oh, you know, it's all about likes and stuff like now. But that's not actually true. We've looked at a lot of animation channels, and animation has always suffered on YouTube, but it took another hit with this update. Like, animation channels took a dive. And I have a theory on that. I think it's because animation channels often survive by being viral. And so this was the thing, like TRY, I brought him up, and I brought him up for a reason. It's because he did that Rick and Morty animation, which was great, and everybody loved it, and it got on the news. Like, it did phenomenally. And so on the month that he did that Rick and Morty animation, like, you look at his stats, and he's got, like, 5 million views. And then in the following month, he crashes back to 1 million views. Like, he was getting 2 million views a month. He crashed after the algorithm changed to 1 million views. He does the Rick and Morty thing. 4 or 5 million views, then crashes again. Like, goes right back to where he was. So, virality apparently has no value, I think, anymore. I think this is what's happened. And this is going to kill more animation channels, because previously, Rainbow Dash Presents was, like, our biggest draw on the channel for a long time. Like, we really haven't topped it in all this time. Because it takes months and months of work to make, like, a half-hour video, even when it still frames like it is. I mean, we do backgrounds, we've got all the colors and shading and everything else like that. Like, it's not a small investment. So it's kind of difficult to invest, you know, multiple months into a project and then get it out once. And it's going to be even less viable to do it now, because it looks like YouTube is not going to promote channels that got big through, like, a viral success. Like, they did something amazing, and maybe they're gonna do something amazing again, but YouTube no longer has faith in that, and they're not gonna promote the channel, they don't care. So we could do, and this, we actually saw this with our Rainbow Dash Presents. We released the last Rainbow Dash Presents, Star in Yellow, right as the algorithm was changing, and then saw no benefits from it. In fact, we also had a lot of people, subscribers even, tell us that they didn't realize that we made a new Star in Yellow. Like, I was in a call with somebody, and he was like, oh man, like, I really love Rainbow Dash Presents, I wish you'd make another one. And I'd be like, oh, well, did you see Star in Yellow? And he's like, oh, you made another one? And I was like, yeah, we made another one. And he's like, oh, I didn't hear about this, how come nobody told me? And I've seen that a good couple of times, like, people who are like, just like, oh man, I'm so excited to see you, I'm a big fan, and then just have no idea that we did this thing. YouTube didn't tell our subscribers, they just don't inform people. So, we could work really hard to build another Rainbow Dash Presents, but as far as YouTube helping us out with promotion or anything like that, like it might have in the past, at this point, it'll be viral just based on the fact that, you know, it'll get on Equestria Daily, and Equestria Daily would promote us. They're still kind of, you know, they're still valuable to us. But YouTube itself would just be like, they'd just rake in those views and just be like, yeah, okay, fine, you know, it's viral, whatever. And then after that, they would just kind of stop sharing it around. So the next month, we would go right back to whatever viewership we were at, and they wouldn't be promoting us anymore. But another thing that's weird that we saw was, I was looking at channels, like animation channels that haven't released content in like a year or 2 years. And we found that unlike us, and unlike Pymations, and unlike TROY, and unlike a bunch of other guys that we looked at, they haven't had a drop in viewership. Which is super strange. Because, here's a question. So a channel is active, right? It's uploading stuff, you know, maybe once a week, maybe twice a week. Like, who knows? It's uploading stuff. Like, it's active. It's trying to keep people entertained. Why is that losing viewership while a channel that's been dead for like 2 months, or 2 years, excuse me, like 2 years, dead for 2 years, why is that channel not losing views? I mean, they're in a steady decline, but the decline didn't change. Like, they're just following the trend of like, okay, fewer and fewer people are checking in on this because it's old. You know, and what we think it is if you look at like past statistics on this data, YouTube used to actually weight videos based on how many of your subscribers watch them. And realizing this, this is actually a recent thing where somebody did a whole breakdown of the system based on statistical data that they collected from inside Frederator. And I actually, I've mentioned before, I've talked to a Frederator rep, and Frederator, man, like that guy, like he just, he had a way of putting a hole in your heart while still sounding like, while still trying to be like really optimistic and like, yeah, you know, the future could still be bright. But they were talking about, like, Frederator was just like, yeah, you know, like we were really wanting to be this animation thing and we were trying to promote animators, and then YouTube just stabbed animators in the back and we haven't been able to do animation since. And Frederator's been trying to figure out, from what this guy explained to me, they've been trying to figure out how to make animation work. And one of the things he was telling me is that initially, those list videos that they were doing, it wasn't going to be all that Frederator was. They were trying to do the lists so that they could post the lists, you know, like, okay, every week we have one of these lists or whatever, and then, hey, here's an animation. And they were hoping that because there'd be views coming in to look at the lists, that those views would also transfer over to the animation. But sadly, that didn't really wind up necessarily being the case. The list videos continued to perform well, to the point to where people who were doing the statistical data, they started just recommending to people, like if they saw you were doing 70-minute videos, and they were kind of boring, quit doing your shorter videos and just post the 70-minute things. And in spite of the 70-minute things being inferior in quality, because they would have to be so long, you know, they did better. The YouTube algorithm just liked them more. They promoted them more. So just animation, like, it just as they existed, they would not get promoted, even if the channel itself was healthy and doing well. And they also found that when you posted content that people, that your subscribers didn't click on, then your next video and your past videos would suffer. The promotion would go down, and you would actually see a hit to your viewership, like, the following time. So, for example, like, one thing that we did is I posted stuff in the interim, like, I would work on Mass and stuff like that, and in the interims, I was posting Let's Plays, or, like, Monday Music, or these personal time videos. And, the personal time videos, like, at first the Let's Plays were kind of doing okay, but they didn't pull the same numbers as, like, the actual, you know, Mentally Advanced series or anything else that we were doing. So, what we were doing is, I think, gradually sabotaging the channel. Because we were posting content that wasn't getting as many hits, which was signaling to YouTube that we were falling out of relevancy. Even if it wasn't really that people wanted to stop watching our animations, they just didn't come to our channel for Let's Plays. So you kind of watch this, is instead of our Let's Plays getting more popular over time, as I mean, which is funny because we've gotten better and better, like, through practice. Like, the Let's Plays have gotten more polished, the audio quality has improved, I do, like, a multiple character thing, we develop personalities, we tell these stories, we have more comedy. You'd think that as the quality of my work improved, that viewership would rise. But the opposite has kind of been the case, is we've gone from, like, you know, a pretty high number of viewers to a fairly low number of viewers on the Let's Plays. And the animations still do well. But that's because the animations get promoted on other places, like on Equestria Daily or Reddit or whatever. So I believe that if it was up to YouTube, even our animations would only be getting, you know, 4,500, 5,000 hits or whatever. You know, because they've decided that our channel is a failure and they're just not going to promote to any of our subscribers. And this is the problem that people talk about where they say, like, oh, well, you know, subscriber burn, like our subscribers aren't shown the content anymore. YouTube is watching you guys to see whether or not you click every single video, and if you don't click the Let's Plays, because you don't care about the Let's Plays, YouTube stops notifying you about everything. They just decide you don't want anything to do with our channel at all, and they won't tell you when we release a new Rainbow Dash Presents. So, you know, it's a little bit strange. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to open up two new channels. And there's going to be a blog channel and a Let's Play channel. and or a gaming channel or whatever. And we're going to start moving the content that we used to do, the Let's Plays and the blogs, over to these other channels. And those channels will just be specifically for that. And unfortunately, starting from scratch on YouTube is virtually impossible, so I don't really know what's going to happen with those channels. This is kind of it's a little counterintuitive to take content away from your channel to try to rescue views. But like I say, channels that don't post anything are not losing viewership, while channels that are posting are actually losing viewership. So like I say, I think to prevent YouTube from killing off our entire viewer base, we have to move content away from the platform. It would be great if we could just get off the platform, but we're gonna have to move it away from the main channel, and then I think focus just on animation on the main channel. And so that's where we're gonna do with like the J Comics and the Peyton stuff. Now, all that said, like I said, this is the theory that we've got on this stuff. Like, nobody actually knows what YouTube is doing or what they're trying to promote. One of the more interesting things is that if you looked at PewDiePie, he lost like more than half of his viewer base recently, which is very strange, which is why he did that whole thing where he was like, well, I'm just going to delete my channel, because apparently everyone who subscribed to me just is a bot, or, you know, their accounts are deleted or whatever, because now they're not being served any of my videos. I mean, like for your biggest YouTuber to have a 50% drop in viewership is just catastrophic, like, especially when it just happens, you know, within a very short span. Like, that's obviously, like, your website has done something that has really hurt this guy. And we were trying to figure out what it was. And what we think it was is apparently PewDiePie was doing, like, he stopped doing his gaming videos quite as much, and he started doing vlogs. And the vlogs didn't perform as well as the gaming videos, which I think signaled to YouTube the same thing that we did when we started doing vlogs and gaming when people came to us for animation, which was it said like, nobody's interested in this channel, so the algorithm just, you know, cut him out of the picture. It was just like, yeah, he's done, you know, like throwing him out the door. he's finished. So I think that if it had allowed to go unabated, because this is the scary thing, is we're watching these graphs and we're looking at the lines where people are just dropping, and I'm not seeing a plateau yet. We might still continue to bleed viewers, and so may some of these other animation channels. A lot of channels may lose. Game Grumps, I think, dropped 20%, but they're a little bit closer to what YouTube wants to do. We have seen a few channels, like, for example, Hot Diggity Demon is doing okay. He has not had a major drop-off. But if you look at what he's doing a more regular content thing where he's animating, which is great, but it's a more simple kind of 3D animation, which was kind of intelligent, given the way the system works, where he reviews video. Which I kind of dislike, because I mean, like, Hot Diggity Demon is a creator. He's a content creator, and it's super depressing to watch someone who used to make his own content and his own intellectual property suddenly start doing like reviews of other people's work. And I mean, like, his sense of humor is still there, and like he's still doing his craft, and I can't fault him for it. But it's still just insanely depressing to see, and. And this is funny too, I recently spoke to a Twitch rep, and I was talking to her, and you could tell the lady was a little bit beaten down, because I was talking to her, I mean, like, again, she was enthusiastic. Every time you talk to these reps, they're always very enthusiastic, but you say certain things, like, they're like, what do you think is the biggest trouble for you right now on YouTube? And I say, the YouTube stuff is a big problem. And they just get this, there's just this, like, moment of, like, this crestfallen sort of, and then they try to pick themselves up, and they're like, yes, you know, well, like, a lot of people are having that problem, and, you know, but you can tell, because, like, every single creator they talk to is saying, like, well, what's the biggest problem for you on YouTube? And basically it boils down to, well, I can't create content. You know, this is the biggest thing that's killing me on YouTube, is that I want to be creative, but the only thing that's getting promoted is derivative content or low-quality content. And it's very rough. It's very hard on people. So, I made a metaphor for it. And essentially the way that I think it is I remember seeing somebody say something like, well, I don't understand how demanding people to make videos like every day or every week or whatever like that and have them be long. Like, how is that hurting their quality? Because, you know, you're driving them to create stuff constantly, frequently, you know, like they're like imagine, like, what if you had to draw a new art piece like every single week? You know, you would get very good at art. And the fallacy there, the trouble with that mode of thinking is that you've got to think of it as like engineering versus laying down gravel or something like that. Like, suppose you're a civil engineer, and like the city kind of comes to you, and they say like, okay, make a road. Well, like an actual skilled engineer sits down and they do all the logistics, they do like long-term cost plans, they look at like, you know, what's going to be the cost of maintenance over the next 10 years, like when will we have to replace this stuff, like how deep do we have to dig? There's a lot of like real high-quality technical work that goes into this. And even though it takes a long time and it requires a lot of money to build a good bridge or to build a good road, you still hire the engineers to do it because a good road is better than a wooden bridge which might collapse on you, or gravel roads. And in YouTube though, we don't actually hire for quality. Our YouTube doesn't promote quality. YouTube is promoting essentially the lowest bidder. Anyone who can make lengthy content frequently and get it online frequently, that's who's getting to the top. That's who YouTube is promoting. So essentially it's like if the city went and asked for people to build roads and the only person they hired was whoever put the lowest price tag on the roads, and they didn't bother looking at the actual quality of the roads at all. Like if they had no way of doing it. It's like if they built a computer algorithm that just said, "All right, algorithm, find us the cheapest way to get roads." And the algorithm was like, "Well, I guess you could just hire people who, you know, drive out there with dump trucks and just dump gravel. Like, that would work. I mean, that's super cheap. And like, whenever you need to replace the road, you just come out there with another thing of gravel. Just dump it out there." And why this is not going to lead to quality is because it doesn't matter how many times you're required to drive out and just dump gravel out in the, like, over a dirt path to make a road, you're still just dumping gravel. You're not actually like learning to be an engineer. You're not building anything that's like valuable. You're just dumping gravel. And the thing with these like people who are getting big with like vlogs, where they just air their own dirty laundry, or they create drama and air other people's dirty laundry or things like that, is that those guys are not like building anything or bettering themselves or growing as people. They're just laying gravel, you know? And they could do it every single day, but it's never gonna be like a real road. It's never gonna be engineering. And you know, it's just a shame that this is what YouTube is really driven to promote. And it's unfortunate because we're actively losing people. You guys may not have caught this, but Silly Philly Studios, they were trying to keep above water and they recently shuttered their doors because they can't make it anymore with the algorithm change. The ad revenue they were making has completely crashed and they're done. They're out. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot of other people do that same thing. And some guys I honestly kind of worry about. Like I mentioned Pymations, and I brought him up because Pymations is still a young guy, if you guys weren't aware of this. And Pymations, I believe, from what I've heard, he dropped out of school to do this. And I know a couple older animators, guys who do this stuff professionally and who've been in it for a while. And when I was like, yeah, I heard that he dropped out of school. The other animators, the guys who'd been in like the actual like industry, because I know a guy who does like you know, real cartoons. He does like Netflix originals and stuff like that. He works out in Vancouver. They were just like, oh, he dropped out of school to be an animator. And then I was like, yeah, and it's like, oh no. So but I mean, he's young. Like YouTube lured him in there with this like promise of success. It was like, oh look, you're doing so good, you're growing and growing and growing, and then just recently they changed the algorithm and now he's crashing, and it's just like, man, I mean that's the entertainment industry for you in a while, in a way. Like becoming an animator who can survive on your work is an amazing thing, and it's something that a lot of people want to do, and it's very hard to achieve. There's a lot of really great animators that unfortunately get glossed over on YouTube, and it used to be that virality was the way that you got big, but from the way it looks to me, I don't think that animators are even going to be able to get big by going viral. Like, your video may go viral, and it'll get a million views or something like that, but that'll be it. That's your flash in the pan, and then YouTube is going to just ignore you after that. They're not gonna maintain your viewers. They're not gonna have faith in you to produce good content again, even if the first thing you produced was amazing in some fashion. Yes. So, anyway, though, this all sounds like doom and gloom. But the thing is, though, is we wouldn't still be here if it weren't for the fact that we're a bit tenacious and we tend to not like to be kicked out or killed. So we've been talking a lot for a long time, and we've known. We've always known that YouTube was an unreliable platform and we shouldn't have all our eggs in one basket. So on the bright side, for those of you guys with a pit in your stomach, especially those of you who are our core fans, you guys and our core followers have actually, we're fine. We're gonna be okay. Because your support on Patreon has made it to where we can continue to function even if YouTube were to completely shut down and would no longer host our videos. We've started uploading some stuff to VidMe, and we're going to start uploading our animations consistently to Newgrounds, which is quite amusing if you know the history of that poor site. Like, the idea that we're just going to go, they're not going to give us any money, but I mean, like, at least we get some views out of it. Like, at least they'll promote us if they think our animation is good, for goodness sake. Facebook is doing something, and we're keeping an eye on that. But I think that there's no sense in trying to play the YouTube system. Because what the YouTube system is going to do, from what I can tell, I think they're going to start mulching people up worse than traditional entertainment does. And that's truly a feat. But there's no unions on YouTube. There are no regulations protecting anyone on YouTube. There's nothing here to save any of us. And PewDiePie himself may have just gotten the axe if it weren't for the fact that he threatened to delete his channel. He came back with a video later. He had talked to some YouTube guys who told him that they were going to fix his channel. And that's great for him. But we are, like, I am almost entirely certain that YouTube is not going to change its course. Because they've done this to people in the past, and they didn't change their course. They're quite callous about this. If it makes them more money, they'll continue to do it. And the thing about this is like, you guys may be saying to yourself, like, oh, well, you know, if they start killing off all their higher talent content creators, then how are they going to be, you know, how are they going to survive on into the future? And, you know, it's hard to say, but I there's always going to be videos for them to promote. I mean, they can always just blow people up. I don't think that, you know, them promoting vloggers or reaction channels or whatever is necessarily going to be less profitable, and they may not necessarily die. It's just that YouTube is becoming, in my opinion, very, very homogenous. Because, again, we looked at channels that are surviving, and we're seeing, like I say, like movie reviews. Even when done from a novel standpoint, like we said, we... PBN and I were kind of talking about Hot Diggity Demon and what he was doing, and we were kind of, I mean, like I say, there was a little bit of just like, you know, that's clever. Like, I see what he's doing, I understand why he's doing it. But, you know, another movie reviewer, man. Like, or another gaming channel, or another whatever. I remember when I first started doing gaming videos, and I got a couple of emails, and people were like, oh, no, Greg, don't start doing that. Like, man, like, do we really need more gaming videos on YouTube? Do we really need more of this? And I talked to that Twitch rep a little bit about my Let's Plays, and that was the point when she kind of fell into a little bit of sorrow that I picked up on it. And it was just like, because I was like, oh, yeah, you're doing the gaming. She goes, I understand why, and I was like, yeah, it's because it's a terrible platform. So, yes, I think it would be ludicrous for us to try to play YouTube's game. So, like I say, so this thing that I've talked about where we're going to do these J comics, and we're going to do stuff with, like, Peyton things, we legitimately like J, and we legitimately like the idea of Peyton. It's my phone, I apologize, that probably bothers people. But anyway, we legitimately like Peyton, we legitimately like Jay, and the thing about these videos is I don't suspect that they're gonna go viral. They're really not beholden to a particular Reddit community. I don't see anywhere that they're necessarily going to pull an outside audience in, but I mean, like, if YouTube is just going to be killing our viewership no matter what, we may as well just do things that we want to do. And we do want to provide consistent content. Like I said, I did the Let's Plays and the Vlog so that there would be just stuff for you guys to watch while I'm working on bigger projects. And speaking of, the next Mass, the animation on that is shaping up really well. I'm really excited about that. If you guys follow us on Tumblr or Twitter, I've been posting some things. One thing that's been fun is the mating rituals of the North American rarity. I've been working hard. Copypastas has been working with me on that one. So hopefully we'll have that up January. And we're going to PonyCon, Pony NYCon, whatever. It's actually not in New York. It's in New Jersey, because it's cheaper in New Jersey. But anyway, though, we're still working. We're still doing stuff. We're still surviving. We're going to endure because of your guys' support. But I don't think that we can work... Like, we can't get big through YouTube. So what we would like to do... If you guys really like our content and you want to continue to be notified of everything that we do, whether it's Rainbow Dash Presents or J Comics or the Council of Peyton or anything, like, if you want to be actually subscribed to us, and I don't mean YouTube subscribed, where they're just going to kick you off of the thing and and act like, you know, like they know what's best for you. If you want to be actually subscribed to us, we've started a newsletter mailing list where we will let you guys know, like, every month we'll tell you, like, this is the content that we did, or so on and so forth. And we'll just send out a mailer once a month and let you guys know, like, if there's anything on our channel that you wanted to see, like, if we do another Rainbow Dash Presents, we'll put that in the headline. We'll be like, new Rainbow Dash Presents, guys. You're probably excited about this. You'll know. You won't be out of the loop because YouTube decided that you didn't need to know. So, yes, if you'd like to sign up for that list, I've got a link to that also in the description, down there also with the Peyton, template, with the emails and the Peyton stuff. Yeah, just go ahead and sign up for that, and we'll send you out a mailer. Make sure you check your spam folder. I think we had a little bit of trouble with some people got spam. You know, it's a mailing list. It gets like that. But yeah, we're going to do a mailing list. We're also going to, like I said, we're going to start uploading to VidMe, Newgrounds, other places to try and be less on YouTube. Because YouTube is just not our future. Like, I just don't see that as being feasible in any particular way. And it's probably not feasible for a lot of people. Anyone out there who's thinking about becoming a content creator yourself, if you want to get big, if you want to get noticed, YouTube is not the way. Don't play their game. They'll kill you. You gotta get involved with the community. Like, go on forums. You know, like, if you really like a fandom, you know, it's not selling out if you really actually enjoy a fandom and you really want to make fun of it. Like, we did Steven Universe, and some people don't like Steven Universe. But man, like, I feel like some of the jokes that we had for that were really funny, and we were, like, it stemmed from a conversation between me and a friend. We were just sitting there, like, laughing and joking about, like, oh my god, like, Steven Universe. And it was just a funny conversation, so we decided to make a parody out of that. It is unfortunate that Turner Broadcasting in China is able to claim parodies like they can, because that's a big pain in the ass, but, you know, it's YouTube for us, and it's part of why there might not be a future for us on YouTube. Who knows? Maybe Facebook will be really good for us. Maybe Facebook will be really good for everybody and it'll destroy YouTube. I say this out of maliciousness. I honestly don't believe Facebook will be that great. But, you know, someday somebody's got to kick YouTube to the curb, because what they're doing is getting rid of one of the only reasons why people get on there. Is they're cutting you off. They're cutting us off. They're cutting a lot of channels off from an audience. And their big thing right now is network utility. People come to YouTube because there's a strong network and there's a lot of people. But if YouTube refuses to share their viewer base with you, why are you on YouTube at all? What's the point? You could post anywhere and you could get more notoriety. I mean, you know, it doesn't hurt to upload. Like, if you can pull in an audience from some other base, then, you know, you might be able to get yourself jump-started. But, you know, you'd be just as well off on Newgrounds, as crazy as that sounds, because you'll make just as much money and you'll probably get more attention than if you were on Newgrounds, on YouTube at this point. At least if you're animating. It really depends. Just put your stuff everywhere. Don't trust any one platform. Yeah. But anyway, though. Yeah, I suppose that's it. It's important stuff. It's important stuff. It's difficult stuff. Entertainment is an unstable industry, and it's a challenging industry, and, you know, there's no guarantee of success. You can talk about fairness until you're blue in the face. But the truth is, you have to work with the paradigm that you're in, and you got to roll with the punches they throw at you. So this is a punch that YouTube has thrown, and it's quite a wallop, but we're going to roll with it, and we're going to do what we can to not get knocked out of the ring. So like I say, if you guys want to support us, Patreon is keeping us alive currently. It's the sole reason we can keep going. So we've got a Patreon if you want to visit that. I've also got the Peyton thing listed as one of our goals. If you want to throw some support at that, it'll help me cover pencils costs for helping us out with that video. If you want to get in the newsletter, we've got the newsletter in the description. And if you guys want to send emails to Peyton and have her respond to you, go ahead and contact us there. We will we'll do our animations and we'll have Peyton respond to some of the more interesting questions. It'll be a little while. We've still got to build our rigs, our background, and do a bit of scripting. But I think it'll be fun, and I'm looking forward to the stuff that we're doing. I personally feel like I've made a lot of progress as an artist and an animator. And you know, while I don't know what the future's going to hold, and it's very difficult to make something like a 5-year plan when you're working on the internet, I have confidence, and I really appreciate you guys that have helped us get this far. If this winds up being the end, man, like, you guys have done, you guys have done a lot for us, and it really means everything that you've been with us. So, you know, you guys are great. Thanks for everything, everybody. Before we start, right. Thanks for everything. But also, before I start moving over content, I'm going to finish the Defiance series before I start moving everything over to the gaming channel, but I'll make mentions of it in the Defiance video. And as for the vlogs, I'll continue to post those for a while. And then once we've got the infrastructure ready to start doing J Comics and the Peyton stuff on the regular, that's when I'll move everything over. So it'll be a while. We'll have a little bit, but eventually, though, we're going to migrate that stuff off. So I'll try to notify everybody and make sure that everyone who wants to follow us is able to. So that's it. So thanks for watching me, everybody. Thanks for joining me. I will catch you all next time.